Hello and welcome to the podcast at Finding Direction. This is Jim coming to you from Iztapaluca, Mexico, the land whose destiny was written by the finger of God. Was alluding to a line in the national anthem of Mexico, which is what you just heard, I've had it on my mind because I've been playing it over and over. Hannah's school was going to have a competition in which they were singing, Hannah's class and the younger class down were singing the national anthem and the state anthem, and so the teacher asked one day, "Does anyone know anyone who plays keyboard?" And, of course, Hannah put up her hand and said, "My dad plays keyboard." So I decided to go ahead and give it a whirl. And, boy, these anthems are not easy to play. And I'm not a very good piano player. But, anyway, we went and practiced on Monday at the school. I thought it would be a good chance to build more bridges with the school, after all, because I don't go there very much. Hannah usually ends up going with her mom, and I end up going more to Nathaniel's school. And so, anyway, we practiced it on Monday morning with the students, and then the judges were supposed to come anytime on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday. So we went on Tuesday and practiced. And then apparently they weren't coming that day for sure, so I went home. Today, I went and practiced, and then I waited around for a while, and eventually someone kind of came and told me I could go home. And then this afternoon, the director of the school called and said, "You know what, I just cannot get an answer out of the judges." And now they're saying, "Oh, maybe this week, maybe next week." And so, obviously, he was getting frustrated, and he didn't want to have to ask me to come every single day for the next 6 weeks waiting for the judges. So he decided, we're just going to ditch the whole thing. And there's a special event coming up in a week or two and for the parents to go to in some kind of a patriotic thing. And so I think I will probably be playing for that. And the kids will sing the national anthem and the state anthem, both of which we've been practicing for that event. So, that is the plan at this point in time. But we'll see what happens. I wasn't doing a great job. I tried really hard. It got better. But my only relief on Monday was that I appeared to be even more prepared than they were. So, the kids were still kind of learning the words and stuff. So, anyway, it was coming along. It was fun. I'll tell you what. Do you want to hear just a little bit of the actual practice this morning? I will let you hear that, and you can don't judge me too harshly. I realize that I'm not very good, but anyway, the kids did a fine job, and yeah, here it is from this morning, the practice of
Thank you.
All right, I also wanted to let you know, and I put this in text as well in this podcast on the actual blog post. So if you are listening via iTunes or something like that, you might want to swing by the blog and take a look. But, well, I'm going to tell you the same information, but this is especially for those who don't want to bother listening. But there's some very, very important events coming up that I want to tell you about. First of all, we are having our special service. I don't even know how much I've talked about this, maybe a little bit. We're having a special service in Chalco on Sunday morning, this coming Sunday, the 14th of March. We've invited people that we handed out provisions to and so forth recently. And we are going to have a service, basically just a thanksgiving to God that things weren't worse. Thanks for His mercy. Thanks that the floodwaters have gone down now and that sort of thing. And I'm going to make up a little video presentation with some of the footage of the flood and things like that. And hopefully hand out some Bibles and just also put out some feelers and see if there's people that are interested in learning more about God and maybe having a Bible study or something. And if that's the case, then this may be the location for a new work. It would be very, very interesting to have a church in Chalco. Chalco is basically a city. It's larger than Iztapaluca, and it's right next door to us here. But I don't recall actually seeing any churches in all of our time driving around in there. So that would be a neat opportunity, but we'll see if that's something that God has in store. So we would appreciate your prayers either way for the service on the 14th, the church from Santa Barbara, Sendero de Vida, is going to meet there basically as their Sunday service, but it'll be a special service for Thanksgiving. So that is coming up. So we'd appreciate your prayers, March 14th. I'm trying to think of when the service actually starts in our time zone. I think it's later on, it's 11 or 12. I think it might even be 12:30 or something. So it's going to be kind of a early afternoon thing, as I recall. Don't quote me. The second thing is very, very exciting, and I haven't actually specifically announced the date, but we are planning to meet as a new local church in Jesus Maria on the 28th of March for the first time. We're going to meet together on a Sunday and have a time of worship together. So that is pretty exciting. We really, really don't know what's going to happen with that, how many people are going to show up. If all of the contacts and that we've made and kind of the people that are interested actually showed up, we will actually instantly have a space problem already. But that would be a great problem to have. But we don't know what's going to happen. We're meeting in a house that we're renting right now. And our coworker, David Gomez, is living there. And so we'll be meeting there. So we have a little space. I did have a video of it at one point. In fact, I think at the moment the video may be still kind of up in the top right-hand corner of the blog, depending on when you're listening to this. But you can see in that video, as a part of it, a little view of the room where we'll be meeting as a church. So that is exciting. That is coming up again, the 28th of March. Very brand new church, new believers. There was a very, very exciting time, was it last week, when several of the ladies that Sherry has been involved with made confessions of faith in Christ, many for the first time. I believe there were 6 ladies at this meeting, and Myra Fry, one of our co-workers, one of the people on our team, basically just really felt that there was a lot of interest and that something unusual was going on, and so she decided to talk, really more specifically about the gospel, and so that was quite something. So God does seem to be doing something unique there in so many different places in Jesus Maria. And so that is the area where this new church will be starting. So we would very much appreciate your prayers. I'm going to be working a lot in the area of Bible teaching and discipleship with this group and Bible studies and things like that. So I'm hoping to meet with another guy on our team, Jose, who is a taxi driver here. And we're going to be working together on some of that kind of thing, trying to decide what to do with Bible studies and how to help people that are interested to be grounded in what the Bible has to tell us and things like that. So, yeah. So those two dates, we would really especially appreciate your prayers and the time leading up to them, of course, and the time afterwards. But those are two key dates to remember, the 14th of March, and then 2 weeks later, the 28th of March, brand new church, and the possibility of maybe yet another location to look to in the future for another church. Every once in a while, just think of what the implications would be of having several churches here in Mexico City close to one another, that were close enough to actually interact and cooperate. People often feel so alone because they just don't know anyone who is a Christian. They don't have any church that's within a reasonable distance of them, other than, you know, the small struggling church that they're in. And this area here, there's enough people that, of course, there could be many churches, and yet, because of the high concentration of people, and yet, you can reasonably do things together because they're close enough. And so that would be just a tremendous strength, resource, accountability, mutual encouragement, building each other up, something that we haven't seen a lot of. I mean, we see those things, but they are very, very difficult because there are so many just small, struggling churches that are just so far apart. So that would be interesting. We'll see what God does here in this area, but we are very, very excited to see, especially now, what He's going to do in Jesus Maria. Thank you so much. There's so many of you that have been praying and supporting this work, and so we look forward to see what God's going to do. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can subscribe to this podcast in iTunes or your other favorite podcast program, or to listen to on your iPod or your MP3 player. And hope to talk to you again soon. Bye for now.